Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Relief workers in Bangladesh are intensifying their efforts to reach cyclone survivors. Food for the Hungry's Matt Panos says 1 million families are homeless. They've launched an aid response.
In partnering with agencies, we'll take portions of the areas that are affected and we'll try to serve those areas. So if the needs are bringing in water, that's what we'll do. If the needs are to bring in more food, that's what we'll do. If the need is to work with temporary housing, then that's what we'll do.
With so much devastation at hand, do the teams think about sharing Christ? Always, says Panos, it's meeting the physical needs and demonstrating the love and compassion of Christ. Go to our website to find out how you can help. Next, New Tribes Missions' Nita Zelenak says cataract eye surgeries this week among the Bawaon people in the Philippines produced dramatic results.
The German hospital sent a Philippine team to come in and do the surgery. And JARS flew them in, and Christian Blind Mission provided the lenses that went in. So it was a whole team effort. They were only there for 2 days, and they accomplished 19 surgeries.
Pray that the results will open new doors for ministry. Pray, too, that the team makes plans for another effort in the near future. And outside of Rafisque, Senegal, Farms International is supplementing the inconsistent rain patterns with irrigation. The 30 acres have been transformed with large crops and a few outbuildings. Farms is planning for future land development nearby. Several Christians work the land, and its success has been a tangible testimony to the community. The entire project is the result of tithes and offerings of local Christians. Pray that future plans for growth will be realized. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.